Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're catching up with one of the most recent signings for a collegiate sports team, Emma Zula from Pella Christian. Emma, congratulations on signing to continue your academic and volleyball careers at Olivet Nazarene University. What about Olivet stood out to you throughout the process that made that the right fit for you to continue both your academic and volleyball careers?
I would say mostly I just really loved the environment and kind of just the intentionality of their Christian faith and just how they put that into everything that they do. I think that that's something that I've really grown up with going to Pella Christian, and I think it was just something that was really important to me going into college that I would have a similar environment. So they have chapels, they have all the things that I was just really looking forward to for college, but just everybody was just so welcoming when I went to visit, and it was just a really good positive environment, so that kind of just attracted me to their school.
And this is a question I haven't asked an athlete before, but I think it's kind of an interesting thing, just going into the mindset a little bit. Some kids, when they're looking at colleges, they're looking for the athletics, they're looking for the academics. When you take into factor getting to continue playing volleyball there at Olivet, how big of a factor was that in the decision-making process for you to be able to continue playing volleyball at the collegiate level?
It was pretty important just because when I went to like see the team and see if I wanted to play for them, I practiced with the team, and it was just a super like welcoming and positive attitude just from everybody, the coaches, the players. And so it was just super uplifting, and it made me realize that I like really wanted to play at the college level, and I really wanted to play there.
And looking at Olivet, majors, things like that, things you're planning to study, what is it that you're looking to study, and why is it that you're choosing that field? Or if you're undecided, what are some of the areas you're potentially looking at?
I'm really interested in going into psychology and Spanish, mainly because Spanish will be super useful in the future, and I've already studied it this far, 12 years in the running now. So I just figured I might as well major in it as well. Also, studying abroad, I think, would be super cool, and that's a requirement for that. So I'm super excited about that part of it. And then psychology, mainly just because it really super interests me, and I would really like to hopefully go into therapy and hopefully also coaching later on in the future.
Sounds like some good reasonings behind those majors. You mentioned one thing that I wanted to touch on there is 12 years of studying Spanish at Pella Christian, part of the first class of Spanish immersion kids from Pella Christian to graduate that went all the way through with the Spanish immersion program. Just having that under your belt as something that you're going to leave behind here at Pella Christian, what does that mean to you to just have something like that, that you can say, I was a part of the first group of Spanish immersion graduates at Pella Christian?
It really means a lot, just because the people that were in it with me just like really became family, and it really like gave me a group of friends, and also just their families, like we're all just super close, and it not only gave me that, but it also gave me a talent that I know will be super useful in the future, and just something that in the therapy region of careers, it'll really help me to just reach out to more people and be able to give more people the help that they need.
And again, we're talking to Emma Zula, Pella Christian senior, who recently signed to continue her volleyball and academic careers at Olivet Nazarene University. Looking at beyond just Spanish immersion with Pella Christian volleyball and your time playing volleyball for the Eagles, what has that time meant to you just from the 10,000-foot view without necessarily having to look at specific moments or things like that? What has your time wearing a Pella Christian uniform meant to you playing volleyball?
Again, that's just really meant a lot. It brought me a ton of memories, a ton of really good friends, and things that I will just carry with me when I go on to play in college. It just taught me a lot about the sport, but also just a lot about how like we can praise the Lord throughout sports and athletics.
And during your time with Pella Christian, your junior year specifically, one of the best years in recent memory for Pella Christian volleyball, 25-15 record. The winning percentage added up. It was the highest winning percentage for Pella Christian since 2016, 2017. When you look back at that and the highs and the lows of your time, what's the thing that stands out to you the most just about the way that you guys kind of battled through some of those highs and lows from the time you were on the varsity as a sophomore up until graduation this last year as a senior?
It just taught me a lot about more about the sport, and it kind of was a big reason as to why I wanted to play in college, just because that year it just brought a lot of enthusiasm and everybody played with joy and just like genuine happiness. And it just kind of like brought me to where I am now. It really carried us into the next season. And yeah, we just really fought as a team. So I just really cherish that season.
And Emma, I know we've talked a lot about the signing, time at Pella Christian, just kind of, again, going back to all of that with volleyball. When do things kind of start ramping up for you with getting prepared to play collegiate volleyball?
So as of a few weeks ago, we started doing a jumping program. It's where we start just doing a ton of jumps, basically, to help with our jumping when we play. And then we've also recently started lifting. But as far as that goes all the way into the season. And then we have a few camps that we have to go up for, just high school and middle school camps that we got to lead. And then after that, we move in August 3. So
it's coming up here before you know it. What's the thing you're most looking forward to here with our final question? What's the thing you're looking forward to most about going to Olivet and getting started with academics and volleyball over there next year?
I think it's just kind of what I already touched on, just like the environment and how positive it is. But also just like kind of getting a restart almost. I'm going to get to meet a ton of new people, just make a ton of new friendships. And yeah, I'm just super excited to just kind of restart a little bit and just meet a ton of new people, because I know college is supposed to be fun, but it's also just about the friendships and about the relationships you make. So
very good answers, Emma. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck at Olivet next year. Looking forward to seeing how things go with you and you're number one with the Tigers, and best of luck again as you begin your college career.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Emma Zuma, a recent Pella Christian graduate who signed to continue her volleyball and academic careers at Olivet Nazarene University next season, here on today's Lately Radio Sports page.